have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And let's get right into it. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is, or maybe whenever you decided to hit that play button. I'm so grateful that you did. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency, starting out another week here. And what's come up for me that I wanted to share a little bit today, and who knows how long this will go on, but this is something that comes up in Deepak Chopra's Seven Spiritual Laws of Success book. I strongly recommend that book to be in your collection on your shelf. It's not a very long book. It's very powerful, however. And it talks about some things that we don't think of, that we don't see all the time. We go a little bit deeper when we're working with some of the things that Deepak is sharing. And one thing I want to jump to is his sixth spiritual law of success, called the Law of Detachment. And this is really about not being attached to the outcome so much. And don't get me wrong, I am all about goal achievement, setting the intention, going after what our burning desire is, what we're passionate about in our life. When we know that we're in alignment, what we are called to be, do, and have in this life, yes, we want to go after it. We want high participation day in and day out in productive activities that lead us and move us in the direction of what we want to move into our field of experience, meaning our desire, our dream, our aspiration. But we want a low attachment to the outcome. We want to actually detach ourselves from that, meaning we can't expect everything to be so rigid day in and day out that we leave no room for that uncertainty that comes from the universe, from the energy of the universe doing its part to support us along this path. Let's get real, real clear on that. I'm going to quote by Deepak. Deepak says, "Uncertainty is fearful to the ego." See, the ego loves security, right? We love to know that everything's secure, everything's going to be fine, we got this, and it's all good. You know, we have to know everything is nice and tidy and secure every day. Let me finish the quote. "Uncertainty is fearful to the ego, which always wants to control reality. But from the viewpoint of detachment, a constantly shifting and changing universe must remain uncertain. If things were certain, there could be no creativity. Therefore, spirit works through surprises and unexpected outcomes. We achieve peace of mind only when we accept the wisdom of uncertainty." And when he starts this chapter, he quotes the Mundaka Upanishad. It says, "In detachment lies the wisdom of uncertainty. In the wisdom of uncertainty lies the freedom from our past, from the known, which is the prison of past conditioning." That's what we talk about when we're talking about paradigms. And it says, continuing, it says, and in our willingness to step into the unknown, the field of all possibilities, we surrender ourselves to the creative mind that orchestrates the dance of the universe. Like two golden birds perched on the self-same tree, intimate friends, the ego and the self dwell in the same body. The former eats the sweet and sour fruits of the tree of life, while the latter looks on in detachment. Brilliant, brilliant wisdom. And let me share the first couple paragraphs of this. The sixth spiritual law of success is the law of detachment. The law of detachment says that in order to acquire anything in the physical universe, you have to relinquish your attachment to it. This doesn't mean you give up the intention to create your desire. You don't give up the intention, and you don't give up the desire. You give up your attachment to the result. This is a very powerful thing to do. The moment you relinquish your attachment to the result, combining one-pointed intention with detachment at the same time, you will have that which you desire. Anything you want can be acquired through detachment, because detachment is based on the unquestioning belief in the power of your true self. Attachment, on the other hand, is based on fear and insecurity, and the need for security is based on not knowing the true self. The source of wealth, of abundance, or of anything in the physical world is the self. This is uppercase LS, our true self, that divinity, that spirit, that source that we are innately at our center. It is the consciousness that knows how to fulfill every need. Everything else is a symbol. Cars, houses, banknotes, clothes, airplanes. Symbols are transitory. They come and go. Chasing symbols is like settling for the map instead of the territory. It creates anxiety. It ends up making you feel hollow and empty inside, because you exchange yourself for the symbols of yourself. He goes on to say, attachment comes from poverty consciousness, because attachment is always to symbols. Detachment is synonymous with wealth consciousness, because with detachment there is freedom to create. Only from detached involvement can one have joy and laughter. Then the symbols of wealth are created spontaneously and effortlessly. Without detachment, we are prisoners of helplessness, hopelessness, mundane needs, trivial concerns, quiet desperation, and seriousness. The distinctive features of everyday mediocre existence in poverty consciousness. True wealth consciousness is the ability to have anything you want, anytime you want it, with least effort. To be grounded in this experience, you have to be grounded in the wisdom of uncertainty. In this uncertainty, you will find the freedom to create anything you want. I kind of think that law should be put out there first. He's got it as law 6 in the book, but I just love this book. I've taught classes based on this book and did study groups with this book. So go out there and get one for yourself. You could read this in a weekend or an evening. But you know what? That's not how we do it here at Success Ocean International. We don't take a book and read it and put it up on the shelf, especially material like this. Materials that are teaching us about the laws, just the laws of being. See, we want to get ourselves to a point of not having the knowledge. Anybody can have the knowledge. So many people have knowledge and they're broke and they're lost and they're insecure and they're depressed. They have degrees rolling off the end of their business card and they're broke and they're lost and they're unconscious day in and day out. Like zombies, unconscious competence moving about the face of the earth. So it's not just the knowledge that we're looking for. Don't go out and get this book and say, oh yeah, I'll read that, it sounds really interesting, and then read it and put it up on the shelf. You gained a little bit of knowledge, the next day you're only going to retain maybe 10% of it. You have to study it so you get understanding. It's just like these podcasts that I share with you. Listen to them over and over and over again. It is in the repetition. Any teacher will tell you it is in the repetition. All the great master teachers that have ever lived, and the great philosophers, and all the great books that have been written about how our mind works. Think and Grow Rich, the Master Key System, everything teaches us it's in the repetition. So get the book, and can you tell I'm passionate about this? Get the book and study it, and read these laws, read the 7 spiritual laws of success over and over and over again. Get Working with the Law by Raymond Hollowell and learn about the other laws. Last week, I talked to you about the 7 primary laws. Okay, we hear so much about the law of attraction. What are the laws that precede the law of attraction? The law of attraction is an effect. What's the cause? See, we want to get in cause. All these things that I'm sharing with you are so we are in alignment that what is the cause of the effect that we keep seeing show up in our life as results. We want to get different results, the effect, so we have to change our cause if we're not happy with the results. And we have to take 100% personal responsibility for this. So get this, get understanding, not merely knowledge. With the understanding and the application of the understanding to your life, living, knowing these laws, understanding these laws, knowing these truths, this truth with an uppercase T of the universe and how these laws operate in our lives, you can be, do, and have it all, but you have to get that understanding. You have to apply it for your life. And you do that best usually with a mentor or a coach, somebody to hold you accountable, and through the repetition, spaced repetition, day in and day out, repeating, rereading, gaining the knowledge, becoming one with it, assimilating it, modeling it, demonstrating it. You got to model and demonstrate it anyway in order for you on that deeper level to accept it as a belief. So go out and do this. There are very, very wise teachers out there that have discovered these laws and proved them to be true. These aren't theories, they're laws. Just like the precise laws of mathematics or aeronautics or aerodynamics, whatever you want to call it. These are precise laws, and we must understand them to live the life we would love to live. Hey, I would love to have a conversation with you. That's what I do. About your hopes, your dreams, your wishes, your desires, your aspirations. Let's have a conversation. It's getting pretty busy. I got a scheduler out there now that, hey, if you want to talk, I can let me know and I'll send you my scheduler. You can get on my appointment book and we can schedule some time to talk. We have more and more people doing this, more and more people coming on board that say, hey, help me, work with me. I got this big dream, this big desire, and it won't go away. It's never going to go away. It'll either sit there your entire life as longing and discontent and that feeling of dissatisfaction, or you'll feel the sense of achievement. You'll feel that you're living the life you would love to live when you pursue that dream and you go after it and you start living in the energy of it. So we can work on that. That's what we have to have a conversation about. Let's see if you're a fit to work with myself, my wife today, our company Success Ocean International, and get you on track. But it starts with a free consultation. Let's just talk about it. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, and you've been listening to the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much. I am